Rest of that song. Evan, thanks for that anti-flag white Christian nationalist. Check it out. Love that song. Kind of lays it out. Johnny Lupinacci involuntarily relocated to the Pacific Northwest from Detroit. Slecker involuntarily relocated to Ohio. And then we got Tom from LA, who was from Wisconsin. Now, he obviously was involuntarily relocated to LA. LA Tom, what's shaking, man?
Yeah, that's right.
what's happening?
First off, I got feedback on the phone. I don't know why. Wow. I can only hear myself talking. There we go. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, so here's what's going to happen. Tom, you boys, when Tom is talking, the boys are coming down. And when the boys are responding, Tom, you're going down. So this is going to be an old school ask and answer, you know, sort of vibe. And we're going to have a lot of fun with it. So go ahead, Tom.
All right. First off, we the people are the government. We must never forget that. Second, the Republicans are the pro-death party. What I think so ridiculous is that slavery is slavery. It was brutal. It was horrible. It's nothing that we probably can ever even imagine. I did have a question in terms of, first a statement, then a question, because I was wondering if that's what they're going to call these children that have been taken away from their parents at the border and never probably reunited with their families again. If that's also called involuntary relocation of parents with children. And then my last point or question is, someone had mentioned that what they ought to do is they ought to talk a little bit more about African history, where a lot of these people that were sold into slavery actually had very good lives before they were actually sold into slavery. The black person can, you know, look at themselves as once being as great and kings and queens and all of that. I was just wondering about that, if that's something that Tim or Johnny, you guys would agree with, that we should be teaching a little bit more of that African history before they were savaged and brought here through slavery.
You know, Tom, a great question. And I'm going to, you know, without knowing Johnny's answer, thinking about it. But, you know, what you're talking about has been, you know, long proposed. It's like the idea, a quote of, African-Americans as if, you know, the history began on a slave boat that arrived in Jamestown some 400 odd years ago. And that prior to that, these were people that had no history. And the reality is that we all have some kind of history. And the fact is that creating and, in fact, looking at the history of pre-slavery Africans and looking at that, you know, sure, they were diverse. You know, this is the other thing. Africa's a continent too, right? The diversity of cultures across the geography of Africa over a history of, well, first of all, the birthplace of humans, right? The idea, let's talk about Africa all the way through, because the idea that African-American people in America's history begins on a slave ship is ridiculous and silly. Johnny, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I appreciate Tom calling in and, you know, and bringing this up. And Tim, I think you hit it. It's so important. It's what I was kind of hinting at too before when I talked about balance, is that when we are teaching about history, it's important to not center that history on particular events that obscure the rich diversity that Tim's talking about, that, you know, and that Tom brought up, that you know, we're and this is why it's so developmentally appropriate to talk about the enslavement of people.
Mm-hmm.
When you're teaching about this, is because young children can envision and need to learn that there were folks who were taken, right, from their community, separated from their families, from their careers, from their roles in really diverse ways, and not this myth that there was sort of this dehumanized or uncivilized group of people that became the rationalization, right, for enslavement. To really learn that the accurate histories was that there were very diverse, rich cultures around the world that not only relegated to Africa, although that's important to learning about slavery as it pertains to North America and the rise of racism and white supremacy here. But if we get down to the roots of it, just learning the concept, it's so important for young children to build that kind of empathy for the experience being unjust, right? To really understand it's not just a fact or a date or a beginning point, that it's really about a dehumanizing process, right? A violent dehumanizing process that's based on another group of people being understood as less than. And those are important human rights concepts for young people to build capacity around at a young age. Justice and understanding around children's rights, and then understanding. And I love that L.A. Tom brought this up, because young kids are being separated from their families to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A day doesn't go by. Actually, there's been some days that have gone by because COVID and other things have taken precedence in these discussions. But weeks don't go by where teachers don't share concerns about kids being removed from their school, around border policing, around ICE raids, around families being torn apart in this country in ways that are very mimetic of the kinds. And so L.A. Tom brought up that connection, and it's a really important one, because teachers are making that connection for young people as they're learning that if we want to do better today, it's important for us to understand the legacy of doing wrong that got us into this acceptance of this kind of practice.
But Johnny, that's not the good, happy history that people on W. Kamau Bell's show was saying we should be teaching, you know. But hey, L.A. Tom, we always appreciate your call. We love it. If you want to join us next section, 844-967-2789 when we're coming back. But Johnny, give you a hint. Where did involuntary separation come from? Oh, my. A group of teachers were the ones who proposed that language. Teachers, why would they do that? When we get back, we'll answer that question. More on Busted Pencils when we get back.